Hello, John.
Hello.
John, it's Blacknell calling. Steve Blacknell.
My God. Hello, Mr. Blacknell.
Hello, Mr. Miles. That's been a while, Mr. Miles.
It's been far too long.
How have you been up north? How's it been in these strange times, John?
In the frozen north.
Yeah.
It's been pretty quiet, I have to tell you. But it's been okay. I mean, I live a pretty quiet life anyway, Stephen, you know?
Yeah,
so
I know.
It's not been so bad for me. I've spent a bit of time doing some writing and stuff. So, yeah. It's all good.
But we haven't seen you down in London much. You don't really like London much, do you?
Not anymore, no. I got really tired of that very quickly. The last time I was in London was for the Progressive Music Awards, which was about, maybe a year or 2 years ago, something like that. And it was quite pleasant. Stayed there for a couple of days and then came back to the frozen north, you know.
Are you still doing that that German thing you do every year?
Yeah, well, it's actually Belgium, Holland and Germany. It's
called
Night of the Proms. Unfortunately, that's been put on hold this year, obviously because of the virus. But, I've been doing that since 1985, whenever I wasn't touring with Miss Turner. I would do that.
That's right, because you were with Tina Turner for ages, weren't you?
From 87 till 2009, yeah. A long time.
Oh, yeah, I interviewed her once, and she did mention you. That was back in... Oh, no, she couldn't have. Yeah, 86. Were you with her at 86?
I joined her in 86, yeah.
Oh, that's when I interviewed her, yeah. So there you go. And I think my old mate Jamie was on guitar, wasn't he? Jamie West Oram from The Fix, yeah.
Well, that's who I replaced, see?
Oh, you replaced him. Oh, I got it. I see. Yeah. Right. And now it all falls into place. Yeah. That must have been a blast, wasn't it, doing Turner? I mean, that huge gig.
It was unbelievable. I mean, the band were great. There was three English guys in the band, myself, a guy called Ollie Marland, who was a real talent.
Yeah.
And Laurie Wisefield from the old Wishbone Ash.
Bloody hell.
So there was a three of us sort of limies there, and the rest was... The American band, which had been with Tina for quite a long time, you know, Bob White, Kenny Moore, Jack Bruno, and James Ralston. So, yeah, it was a great band. It was just terrific. You know?
Must have been amazing. I only met her that once. And, in fact, I remember asking her out and being told by the manager, don't be silly. I mean, but she was quite a lady, wasn't she?
I remember when I went over to audition, Steve, and I was in Los Angeles just rehearsing, like, four songs with a band.
Yeah,
and then I got a phone call to say she's on her way in, and God, I've never been so nervous, man. And when she walks in the room, I mean, you know, she just walks in and lights the room up, and it was like, oh my God,
yeah,
larger than life, you know.
One of them, I remember.
And then she sits down in front of you and says, "Well, just play me something." You know, and so I played her something, and then she said, "Can you sing? Sing me something." Okay, right. So it was one of those, and then we sat and talked for a while, and I got the gig, unbelievably. It was just, you know, outstanding. And from then on, you know, I did more farewell tours than John.
Than Fairport Convention, yeah.
Indeed, yeah.
No, I remember interviewing her for MTV, and exactly the same. She walked in, it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Filled the room.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, like you had nowhere to go. It was incredible.
Yeah.
But a bit weird, like, you know, I mean, from going back when we worked together on music back in 76, was it?
76, yeah.
76. The new James Dean, weren't you? Do you remember?
Yeah, that was Chris Poole's idea.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
You was on the album cover with a rifle over your back, wasn't it?
Yeah, in fact, the photograph was taken by Mr. Terry O'Neill, the late Terry.
Was it really?
Yeah.
But I can't remember then, because I was plugging when I at Decca.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
That's right. But did you like all that stuff?
I mean, I hated all the crap that went with it, but I love the music, Steve, you know?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah,
and it's still the same, mate, you know. I mean, I don't really particularly enjoy doing interviews and stuff, but I mean, I like talking to you because you're an old mate.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the photo sessions and all that stuff and radio, you know, where people just ask the same questions over and over again. And, you know, for me, I mean, I had to do all that. Nobody else in the band did. They all just enjoyed the tours. And I had to do, like, the promotion and the gigs, you know.
Yeah. Like, I've got to tell you, one of the funniest times of my whole life, and I mean that, was that Scandinavian tour that we did when I was laughingly tour managing you. But we did those folk parks, do you remember?
And I do, yeah, and Finland and Norway and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh God, and I remember you. We'd had quite a lot of whatever we were drinking, and you dropped a packet of fags in the river or something, and you dived in, and we thought you drowned, and this hand came up with the packet of fags.
It was like Excalibur, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I remember it very well. And then the drummer coming down, having drunk so much and having four dinners, because he'd come down and have a dinner, go
that's
up,
right.
fall asleep. Yeah, Barry Black.
He loved that free meal, did Barry? God bless
did
him.
Barry, yeah, you can see it as well. But that was the John Miles Band, of course, and they were days, weren't they?
They were. We had some fun in those days, myself, Barry Black and Bob Marshall. We had lots of laughs, man. And Brian Chapman, of course, because Brian joined us a little later on, you know?
It was just so much fun. And, of course, I met my missus through you, didn't I?
Because you did, so you can't blame me for that one.
I said, because I fancied him, and I said, oh, I'm working with John Miles, and you were supporting Robin Trower up in Manchester. And,
that's right.
I brought her up, and we shagged on the train back.
Robin Trower?
No, not me and Robin Trower. He's too ugly even for me.
You were not wrong there, mate. Never mind.
And Maggie's upstairs now, so thank you for the introduction.
But you
don't miss all that stuff. Well, of course you get it over in Europe, don't you? But what about here? It doesn't bother you then, by the sound of it?
Doesn't bother me over here because even before the virus and the pandemic and stuff, the whole scene has changed over here. You know, it's just kind of weird. I mean, I come from the background of playing pubs and clubs and working your way up, you know?
Yeah.
And there was none of that anymore. Now it's down to sort of judges on TV, reality shows, and, you know,
and all of the streams and Spotify.
Downloads and all that.
Oh, no.
For me, it's lost a lot of the appeal that it had, you know?
Yeah, I suppose with the Ed Sheerans of the world, we seem to be going through some sort of scruffy phase. I don't know quite what it is, but
well, I mean, Ed Sheeran's a very, very talented boy. Don't get me wrong there, but there's a lot of mediocre talented people about too, though.
Who really shouldn't
be getting the chances over other people. You know, sometimes you see in a small venue playing live, and you go, wow. You know why?
Yeah.
Why aren't they there where, you know, such and such from the X Factor is who came fifth or sixth? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But do you listen? Because how's John Jr.?
He's good, man. He's living in Belgium right now. So he's locked down over there. So I haven't seen him since Christmas.
Is he making music now? Because he was.
I've
lost track.
He was with a band called Silver over there.
Oh, that's it. Yes, yes.
They were doing really good, but they had all their gigs cancelled this year as well. So he's kind of, at the moment, he's got a studio at home, so he's working in the studio. He's actually doing online auditions for the orchestra, for the Antwerp Philharmonic, who are looking for new members. And he's recording all the auditions from basically around the world on Zoom and all that stuff. And then he's kind of submitting them to the conductress and the arranger. So he's kind of a go-between. So he's keeping busy with that.
It's just going back a bit, I just think I was, talking to a few people during these, like, phone calls, and some of them have had hits, you know, and like you're big in Bulgaria and Naff All in Norwich, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so it still must be, bloody weird going to France and Germany, Holland, which obviously you're still a name there, big name, and then coming home to Newcastle. So don't bother you at all. It beggars belief a bit, because most people still want the recognition in their own doorstep, you know.
It really doesn't bother me at all, because I mean, it means when I am at home, I can have a really quiet life, mate, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, you know, I never want for sort of, I never wanted to be recognized or, you know, it just, I find all that pretty strange, you know. But, you know, when I'm in this country, I can be who I am, you know.
Yeah, no, I do remember. That's you were quite reticent at the time, and yeah, but anyway, it worked. Whatever we did, the Decca at the time, and
oh yeah,
the music thing was incredible.
Well, that was a whole new experience for me too. I mean, that was pretty much the first sort of major record deal that I had, so it was a whole new learning experience for me.
And what happened in America? Because I know you had Slow Down over there, didn't you? Was the music a hit there?
Music actually came out over there, but they actually tried to edit it down to 3:20, which didn't work at all.
No.
So that was kind of a difficult one. So we couldn't get radio play on it, you know.
Right. So that was that.
But never mind.
So back to normality, whatever that is. They say normality is brought on by lack of alcohol, but I don't know. Maybe it is. But what's normal for you then? What's a Johnny Miles day?
Well, as I said, I've been doing a bit of writing occasionally, sort of get up in the morning, you know, switch on the computer, do a bit of stuff. I'm in the middle of writing a piece for theatre right now with a friend of mine who's sent me a script.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that. Otherwise, if the weather's good, I'm on the golf course, Steve. I'm an avid golfer.
Oh, no, really?
I'm afraid so.
Waste of a good walk, mate. Really?
No, mate. No, you've got it wrong. Wait till you get as old as I am.
I'll never be as old as you. But is it really addictive, as they say? I've never played it.
Totally addictive. I was in, I think about 20 years ago, I was in South Africa and I was doing production rehearsals with Tina for a new tour in Sun City. We were rehearsing for about 4 or 5 weeks. And Jack Bruno, the drummer, said to me, Johnny said, I'm going to go and take a golfing lesson. Do you want to join me? I said, no, Jack, no. Anyway, he talked me into it. Took the golfing lesson. Within 2 days, I had a set of clubs, the shoes, all the swag. I mean, that was it, you know?
So, I mean, honestly, what is the addiction? I just can't quite work out. I mean, I can't work out smoking. All right. I don't do that as an addiction. Golf, I can't. I mean, you have golf on the radio, for God's sake. I mean,
well, I don't get the golf on the radio like I wouldn't get Formula One on the radio or boxing. You know?
Yeah, it's called Skelectric, isn't it?
And I don't even like watching golf on TV. But when you actually play, from when you hit that first solid shot and it goes straight and long, you spend the rest of your golfing life trying to recreate that.
Really?
And the thing is, you'll never ever master the game of golf. Even the pros can't master a game of golf. So I think that's the challenge, you know. It's just you against the course, you know.
And it's just all buddies together, is it? And all that stuff and in the clubhouse and all that.
I play with an old mate of mine. We're both left-handers. He was an ex-road manager of mine. And we play together 3 times a week and we just laugh. We have a laugh. I mean, it's really not very serious at all, you know, but we enjoy it.
Oh, that's great. So life's good then, John?
Life's good, mate. It's, you know, still breathing. So everything's okay right now.
Yeah, and down here, we're on the south coast, as you can probably hear the seagulls. So we're alive and happy. And thanks again for what you did for me for our wedding anniversary. Where you recorded a little a bit of music, happy anniversary. Boy, I've not seen Maggie cry so hard for years. It was brilliant.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
Yes, it was dreadful. All right, John, listen, see you soon. Hopefully, when all this crap's over, perhaps we can collide for a half a pint or something.
That would be fantastic, Stevie.
All right, John.
Good to hear from you, mate.
Lots of love to all. Cheers, John.
All right, take care, my darling.
Ta-ra, mate.